Chapter 2, The Attack. Johnny Trescott took a megaphone and went out of the deckhouse. A wave catapulted at him, frothing, green, swirling. He caught a lifeline and held on through the smother of salt water. Disgorged, he waved the megaphone at the battered plane. The girl on the end waved back. A sailor brought up a coil of light line with a monkey fist attached. He swung it around his head and shot it toward the wing.
"Make it fast!"
bellowed Johnny through the megaphone. A slim youngster, his gold-braided coat flapping in the wind, scooped up the line and tied it around an aileron post. Johnny fastened a heavier line to the first and then bawled,
"Haul it!"
The youngster beckoned to the girl that she would be first, but she shook her head and passed the fat man down the wing. The fat man lifted a blanched face at the patrol boat and then grabbed at the line.
"Duck him good!"
shouted Heine at Johnny's elbow.
"He's yellow. That's Ferguson!"
There was little need to pay heed to Heine's order. Ferguson slid off the wing, arms flailing. He hit the center of a wave to be instantly swallowed up. He clawed the water, shrieking. Johnny braced his feet and through the smother of green sea, hauled in on the line. Bringing Ferguson into the lee, he pulled him up.
"Thank God!"
cried Ferguson.
"Thank God! Thank God! Thank God! Take him below!"
shouted Johnny at a sailor, and Ferguson went, scrambling for a footing on the wave-hammered deck. Heine looked after him disgustedly. The youngster was pulling the heavy line back to the plane. It was caught in the waves. It tossed and lashed, bowed by the wind. This time, the girl allowed herself to be encoiled by the rope. She went off the wing in a clean dive, swimming 5 feet below the surface. Johnny swiftly took up the slack in the line.
"That takes guts!"
Johnny shouted to Heine.
"Ladies don't have guts!"
Heine retorted. Johnny reached down for a slim hand and pulled the girl to the deck. He set her on her feet and then stood staring at her. Abruptly, he forgot about the storm, forgot about the plane, forgot everything but the girl. Even the seawater had not marred her beauty. Her face was a delicate cameo done in ivory and topped by a glorious tumble of amber-red hair.
"Wake up!"
bawled Heine, grabbing the megaphone.
"Haul in!"
he shouted at the plane. The girl wiped the water out of her eyes and smiled.
"Thanks, sailor."
"Okay!"
said Johnny, recovering his voice.